The issue is difficult because we are not clear as to the facts and figures. What I'm sure about is that immigration laws are class laws, because I've never heard of any rich black person, for instance, having any difficulty in coming into Britain. It's only when you're poor that people begin to ask questions at the ports and so on. I believe reluctantly that there has got to be some measure of control, but I think that there are a whole number of things that need to be done. Apart from looking at the whole question of racist immigration controls, I think we need to look at why people are coming to Britain. And the reason why people are coming to Britain is because Britain has virtually exploited the natural resources and so on of those countries. So that when we look at the question of immigration, we should also look at the question of trade, look at the question of aid, and make sure that those countries have got enough resources to so that people could stay there, for instance. I mean, I'm sure that people would rather stay in the sun, thank you very much, than to come to a cold, windy climate. So for them to come here, there must be something, some extraordinary circumstances. So perhaps we should be looking at relieving those circumstances, so that when we talk about immigration, we talk about it in terms of the whole question of the third world and the whole question of black countries.